with the wonderful Fishburne Park. Obviously,
correct.
When awards are handed out at the end of the season, you want to celebrate those awards properly, don't you?
Very much so, yeah.
Exactly. That's just in the sport of association football, when we actually start talking about terrier racing and a whole heap of other goodies. You want total choice and total quality for any end-of-season championships awards, ranging from Rolex events onwards, really. In fact, the only person you can actually go to, or only company you should go to, probably, for that point of view, is Rosettes Direct, he says shamelessly, in which case we can actually invite the managing director of aforementioned Rosettes Direct to join us now on Southside Broadcasting, David Wallace. How are you, sir?
Yeah, well, good morning. Yes, very well. Thank you very much indeed. Delighted to be on your programme and to tell you a little bit more about what we do and how we do it.
I must admit, for a long time, I kind of had this notion of Rosettes being used, obviously, for ground nationals and for animal shows and various other things. But looking at the website, which, of course, is rosettesdirect.co.uk, there's a whole heap of other things. As you say, celebrate end-of-season awards, choose from designer selection of Rosettes. How did you get into the whole Rosette production business in the first place, David?
It's very, very interesting, really. It came from an early interest in, I think, horses and the countryside and its country shows, agricultural shows, having been involved in the countryside. It was a sort of natural progression, really, and it was sort of around 1999 that I came into the industry with elements of my family, and we've built on that success ever since, really. And it's amazing, as you say, the number of different markets that we supply with the Rosettes, from agricultural shows to sporting events to horse shows, dogs, cats, even flower shows, and of course well-known events like rugby league tournaments and things like that. So yes, they are very colourful, and they do go to many worthy winners across many different marketplaces.
Very much so. There's something special, obviously, about whether you get either a mini rosette, whether you get a Teddy's rosette, any of the things there. Now, I do know that certainly there's one of the shows that Southside Broadcasting was involved with recently that is very grateful for the fact that you managed to actually FedEx an order up to get to the show. I think it got there probably just after the show, but that's not your fault. So that's the different line entirely. But
well, that's right. That's not entirely... that's right. Exactly what we'd want. We obviously try and get things to our events and to our show organisers prior to the event taking place. But as somebody said to me the other day, David, you're responsible for actually creating an experience. That experience is one that is often celebrating success, whether it's a rosette or a sash or whatever, or a prize card. It's you've achieved something. You're a winner. You've experienced a good occasion. And we're there to help people remember those moments of success. I mean, over the years, we've done sashes and rosettes for many retail businesses, for promotions in the retail world. That is how comprehensive a rosette can be. And because you can print anything on it, you can practically have any colour you want, it makes it a wonderfully flexible and memorable product when you hang it. Many children hang them on their bedroom walls, or you have them in your lorries, or you have them in your kitchens, or on your office walls. It's a memento that stays with you long after you've spent the prize money, or indeed had to return the cup after having had it for 10 or 11 months of the year.
Do customers ever come up with a design for rosette? They say, I'd like to have this colour, that colour, and those
Absolutely.
Words.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, 90% of what we do throughout the year is what we would call bespoke. In other words, you have the right to come to us and say, actually, I would like that rosette in red, white and blue, or as I had yesterday, I had a customer talking to me, they want their rosettes in shades of pink because they're having a particular charity event. So yes, you can choose your product in the colour that you want, you can have the information that you want on it, and that's what makes it a wonderfully flexible and bespoke product for the particular of events that people might be organising.
You're based based in Accrington, Lancashire.
Yeah.
And promoting the festival. I thought it was wonderful that you're actually in York Street there. I thought it was a nice little balance of the Wars of the Roses, you know, writ large for the 21st
century. Absolutely, that's right. Now, we have a tremendous workforce here. We have a very high retention of dedicated people here. We are, Rosettes surprise many people, particularly as to how labour-intensive they are to put together. They are not totally machine-made by any part of the imagination. They have to be put together by human beings. We've got somewhere between 40 and 50 people working in our building here, working at putting together the various products that we manufacture and distribute to our customers. And we're very lucky to have the great team that we do here, because it is a team effort at the end of the day.
We've been covering Southside's been covering country shows and events really for the last decade, and clearly this year was very interesting from a weather perspective in all sorts of ways. Hence the reason we thought, well, we'll look behind the scenes at the infrastructure that goes into place from that point of view. Of course, it's fair to say you don't necessarily have the sun to shine to actually have a rosette. There are indoor events that will benefit as well from that
exactly.
point of view.
Yeah, exactly. In our awards market exists all year round, and a lot of events, as you rightly say, go into leisure centres. I mean, we supply a lot of dog shows and cat shows, and they will have their shows indoors. They will take over leisure centres, village halls, those sort of places to make sure that their members carry on having enjoyment throughout the winter months. And so therefore for us, our manufacturing cycle goes on all year. I would say the predominance of our pressure is in the spring and the summer with the outdoor events, but then other items that we manufacture and print here, such as lapel badges, they come into their busier time of season in the autumn, because we get involved with a lot of corporate hospitality companies and race courses, because we produce a lot of printed badges for enclosures and VIP areas.
Now, clearly 2012 will be acknowledged for being the time when the Olympics came home, and clearly had a whole range of other events from that point of view, the Diamond Jubilee. Did that correspond with an increase in the number of orders you were getting for your Union Jack packages?
Absolutely, yeah. No, we were very grateful, and we all enjoyed the Queen's Jubilee this year, and we were typical of the sort of company that was able to increase its order book as a result of that particular event. And yes, we had a good supply of Union Jack ribbon here, and we successfully were able to market and sell a number of extra, several thousands of extra rosettes. We had bunting here and flags as well, and we were surprised by the uplift in orders, and from some of our regular customers who adapted their products to carry the Union Jack ribbon so that their winners could actually remember that the rosette that they'd won at a particular show this year was actually in the year of the Jubilee. So yeah, the Jubilee was a success for us. The Olympics was never going to quite be on the same.
You can't really mention the same words, actually, 2012 Olympics. There's issues there. Otherwise, LOCOG would still be on the case. You know, so
exactly.
Always difficult.
So we move on from
exactly.
there, but we celebrate the Jubilee.
Yeah, yeah. Precisely. Jericho, any thoughts or questions for yourself? Have you ever had a rosette yourself?
I'm not sure.
He's been deprived too.
I've had many a medal and many a trophy.
We'll have to put that one where you see birthday rosettes come to mind. Wedding rosettes. I've got an email here from a customer at the moment who's getting married next year, and they want us to make some wedding rosettes for them. So you see, it just goes to show that's right. Whether we do Christmas rosettes, you know, you name it, we do it. So they're wonderful products. They bring a lot of happiness and colour to many worthy winners.
Exactly. Yes. And I'm also intrigued by the fact, David, you indeed provide rosette components for suppliers, for people who want to make their own.
I know. Well, if you can't beat them, you've got to join them, haven't you, really? And I suppose where we're coming from there is really there are a number. We have been lucky enough since the late 90s to build up a very successful international and international business. And we know that there are a number of people who come into our marketplace, smaller competitors, and that's really what that's about. That is really because of our superior buying power. We're in a position actually to supply a number of our competitors with some of their raw materials and generate extra business that way. Because, as I say, if you can't beat them, you might as well join them. So, but yeah, anybody who fancies having a go at making a rosette, and there are many of them out there, then yes, we're the sort of company that they should be getting in touch with if they were interested.
And once again, a reminder, it's rosettesdirect.co.uk, the go-to website. David, it's been splendid touching base with your good self. I feel you should award yourself a first prize rosette just for your telephonic contribution for this piece alone, really, from that perspective. You know, so.
Well, my pleasure, and thank you very much indeed for taking an interest in our products and in our company.
I'm almost tempted to think, actually, if time allows, or if we can sort something out, maybe we should actually look to a site visit one day and actually see how you make a rosette.
I can assure you a very enjoyable visit, because as I've already alluded, most people who come in here, their eyes are absolutely widened with surprise, because it's so colourful, they're so bespoke, and when you actually see these wonderful products being put together, it does lead to lots of questions and lots of enjoyment. So we would be delighted to welcome anybody here to show you how we put together these products that are much treasured for months and years after they're actually won.
Well, I think that would be genuinely wonderful, David, to actually sort of have a day in the life of Rosettes Direct. David, splendid to say chatting to your good self. I take it that we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future.
Yep, looking forward to it. Thank you
Business
very much indeed.
Announcement. How confident are you in your first aider's ability to save your life? Is it A, very, B, mostly, or C, not at all? Sending your staff on a first aid course doesn't mean they can save your life in an emergency. Life Aid training can give you the confidence and ability in a crisis situation. It could mean the difference between life and death. Visit lifeaidtraining.co.uk for more information and help your staff save lives.